And it's time now for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Amazingly, Gordo couldn't make it. I'm camping.
This is so fun to camp with you guys. I love it. Did y'all have problems setting up your tent?
A little bit.
It's been a while, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, but you did all right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is as far from camping as you could possibly get.
That's great.
I know. It is. This is what all camping should be. It's this right
I'm
here.
With you.
Because I believe the food we've had this camping trip has been the best we've ever had.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's been outstanding. Not to take anything away from Killer, who's cooked through the years.
Well, he's also provided food here.
No, I was getting Killer. Him.
Oh.
Why were you immediately excluding him?
I thought you were just talking about our dinners. Breakfast was awesome yesterday, Killer.
Yeah, that's what I said. But one thing that I did that was different this year than any previous year was I brought my motorcycle. I brought my motorcycle, and everyone at first was saying, I can't believe you rode all the way out here. I said, yeah, no problem. And misled them to think that I rode my motorcycle out here. No, I brought it in the back of the truck.
Wow.
But yesterday,
How'd you get it up there? Did you go off a sweet jump?
What do you mean?
How'd you get it in the truck?
Put it in there.
All right. No, that's great. How do you think you got it in the truck?
No. A ramp? I bet he's got a ramp.
Yes. I have a motorcycle ramp, and then, you know, I park in, try to find a geographical feature that will allow the truck bed to be lower, because it's one of the bigger trucks. You know, it's a 250 class truck.
Wow.
So the tailgate's a little high, so you kind of have to find a hill that you can back up to, and then that way you can roll the motorcycle on there much easier. But anyway, brought the motorcycle out here, and yesterday I went out on a beautiful, soul-restoring solo ride. There's nothing better than riding in the country, your own motorcycle, just nothing but freedom, the wind in your hair inside the helmet that confines it.
Right.
That's not
the wind in your face behind the mask that hides it.
Yeah, that you can't feel.
Right. The wind on your body that you can't feel because of all the body armor. You know, total freedom.
Sure.
And I was riding out here in these very unfamiliar roads. This is where the streets have no name to me, because I have no idea where I'm going. I just, when I sat down to ride, I just painted. I didn't know where I was going. I was going to let the Lord take me where he wanted me to go.
Wow.
Boy, music.
And I thought of you, George, because I somehow ended up where this body of water drains. This body of water that's in front of us, the stock pond. I ended up down by the dam of the stock pond and got to see that whole operation at work. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And the place we are, which is so unknown to humankind, has many hills, valleys, cliffs, things like that, overlook points where you get tremendous vantage points. Tremendous.
Colorado Rockies?
And
it's kind of like the Rockies.
Yes. It's, well, actually, is this part? This is a little bit part of the Rockies, isn't it?
This could. There's a little snow on that peak way over there, so yeah, it's pretty high mountains.
So it was great. I even took it up to the top of this hill that's right by us. That is a dirt path that leads up there, and I scrambled my way up it on my dual sport bike that looks like a dirt bike. It's what most people would, when they look at it, they always think it's a dirt bike.
Was it the hiking and biking trail?
I don't know if it was. This seemed like it was some sort of service trail for off-road vehicles to go up there and fix infrastructure.
Okay.
So I took it up there and I stood there all solitary and windswept in my suffering, thinking back over all of humankind and what's been going on. And it was just a beautiful moment, just me and Jesus was up there and Buddha.
Yoda.
They had a little campfire. Yoda was there.
Abe Lincoln.
I can't remember if Abe Lincoln was there. I do know Carl Weathers with one hand was up there.
Okay.
And so it was the setting was wonderful, and I thought about never coming back. But what drew me back here was you, my friends, my broadcast friends.
That's all right.
Isn't that a touching message?
You could have stayed.
You mean you were going to gun it off the cliff?
Yeah.
And just, that's it.
And then let Jesus take the handlebars.
Yeah, wow.
Huh.
Well, I'm glad we saved your life.
Yeah. You did. Now, I did see something very crazy when I was, I'd gotten pretty far out there. I say pretty far out there. I think I took maybe a 50-mile ride, something like that. But there was one place I turned around on this road, and as I was coming back, like right after I made my turn and was about to start up again, I noticed off in the grass on the side of this roadway was a huge, dead and bloated pig.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of dead pigs around here.
Yeah.
Just laying there. And then about 10 feet later was another huge, dead, bloated pig. And then another 20 feet later, another one. So I don't know whether I was at a place where vehicles were hitting these things, whether someone had killed a bunch of pigs and then just dumped them off the side of their truck. What do you think that is? You think it's roadkill?
Yeah. Yeah, I bet it is. And there's just so many of them now throughout our state and certainly out here that just happens to be a pig crossing, I guess.
When I was a kid, my mom, I remember she scared me because she told me that if you hit a pig, you're immediately dead.
It'll flip your car?
Yes. It was always that it will flip your car because they're so round that they make you immediately start corkscrewing through the air. Is there any truth to that? Because I didn't see any.
I don't think so.
I didn't see any wreckage nearby these pigs where there's a bunch of busted headlights and taillights and everything.
No. It's basically like hitting a small metal trunk, though. I mean, it'll mess up your car.
Have you ever hit a pig?
I have not, no. But I've seen cars that have been pretty messed up by hitting them.
You ever hit a dog?
No, thank goodness.
Daisy.
Yeah, that was
intentional.
That was not intentional.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard me just say.
Well, you weren't there.
That's more backing over as opposed to hitting,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Didn't you have to have leg casts and everything?
She had some sort of body cast.
And she could only urinate in your bed or something?
No.
So we used to talk about that a lot on this show, that Texas is overrun by wild hogs.
Yeah.
Do we still have that issue?
Oh, yeah.
If where we are right now, which is Oklahoma, but it's close to Texas, is any indication, yes.
I would say it's worse than when we first started talking about it. They can't.
Oh, absolutely.
Up. Yeah, they can't catch up.
And what's going to happen? Are they going to overtake the state?
They will.
And start running our government?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's going a little bit far. Oh. I don't think they have any interest in government.
Okay.
It's going to be Planet of the Pigs.
So, yes, saw lots of dead pigs. Saw our turtle crossing the road, which I reached into my pack and grabbed my hockey stick and just took a swing at it.
Score?
Yeah, I got a one-hander. I have no idea what that means.
A one-hander.
A one-timer.
One-timer. There you go. A one-timer, which I just heard last night or night before. I can't remember. I saw a skunk, a live skunk. I saw two dead skunks, zero deer.
That's surprising.
I saw one deer.
I don't think this is a deer's don't range way out here.
I've seen one here.
You have?
Yeah, on my bike ride yesterday.
Okay, so where did you go on your bike ride? How long was your bike ride?
25 miles, 90 minutes. I went just down this way, down this peninsula, over that way, and out that way. I did like a little three-pronged thing.
Uh-huh. And you saw a deer.
Yeah, it was great. It was a big deer.
Okay, I saw zero cyclists out here.
Yeah, I was the only one I saw.
I saw two motorcyclists, and we gave each other the knowing nod and the two fingers down to the ground. That's what we do. We always put keep two wheels down, man.
Is that what that means?
Yeah. Well, yes. Okay. I think that's what it originally means. But it's just now become the motorcyclist wave to each other.
Okay.
Just take one hand off the handlebars, point, you know, your left hand, you point two fingers down to the ground. And
deuces.
It means we're thinking about each other.
So a lot of times on my bike, I'll get a knowing nod or a wave from a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
So if I put the two fingers down, would that be cool, or do they not want cyclists doing that?
I would personally think that's cool, because I will do that to cyclists, too. Sometimes I give them the two wheels down thing, because it's an acknowledgement that all of us that choose to travel on two wheels face certain dangers that four-wheel people don't.
Yeah.
And this is my well wish to you, and it is my prayer for you.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
And maybe you and I will cross paths today.
And I was worried that I wasn't going to get the two-finger wave back, because sometimes the Harley-type guys...
They look down on other motorcycle.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that's... And I think that's going away a bit. Because a lot... I would say at least half the time... At least. The Harley type, you know, cruiser guys like that, they will give you the thing. But that means half the time they don't.
Yeah.
And it's because there was a little bit of a natural rivalry between those guys and sport bike guys and dirt bike guys and stuff like that. But, yeah, anytime you see a guy riding without a helmet, he usually will not give you the two-finger wave back. Yeah. And he's the one that needs the two-finger prayer the most.
That's one of hell's angels.
Well, I don't know about them being hell's angels. But it's just part of the culture that needs to go away, the fact that there's rivalries within the motorcycling community.
Yeah.
But yes, please, you should start doing the two-finger wave.
Okay.
You and I went out and enjoyed our two-wheeled mistresses yesterday. We rode them hard.
Yep, nothing like it.
Put them away wet.
Nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
Oh, I hate that. The false conclusion. It's just a repeat of one sentence.